There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
On 7 past the hour on My Cool Inventions Radio, John Cremins and Doug Steffen introducing you to yet another cool inventor and cool invention. We'll review what happened last week in a matter of moments. Who was the winner? You're probably all wondering who was the cool inventor that won the sweepstakes for this past week. We'll get to that and other conversations about business and entrepreneurialism. That's what this is all about. Stand by for that next. Oh, hooray!
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in store and online at 627.15. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer. See store, staples.com/signs for details.
Our nation was built on dreaming big, but will the next generation have to dream small when looking at the future? If Congress passes legislation that weakens our patent system, it'll be a huge blow to American inventors and jobs. People won't invest in startups. Jobs will get shipped overseas. Inventors won't be able to defend against foreign knockoffs, and the economy will take a hit that can't be reversed. Take action now at SaveTheInventor.com to help protect the American dream.
You got any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me. Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it.
Log on to MyCoolInventions.com and submit your product or idea today.
That's a really good idea.
This is Akos the Solutionist. Submit your product to MyCoolInventions.com. You could be on our show.
Brilliant. Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You could only make millions.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and MLS number 3030.
All right, it's coming up to 11 after the hour. It's, I was going to say, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, but it's not. This is My Cool Inventions Radio. John Cremins and Doug Steffen. Hopefully, we'll be in the same room tomorrow morning to do this program. That's the intent.
Yes, we will be.
If I have another, well, the driving and the traffic and the conditions, as I have forgotten how bad Interstate 10 is, as you go across, it's the worst in any number of ways from the West Coast to the East Coast. We have this great highway system that was started in the 1950s by the Eisenhower administration, and it includes, but is not limited to, most of the interstate. The even numbers go east and west, and the odd numbers go north and south. And so when you look, you compare 10 and then Interstate 20 and 40 and 70 and 80 and 90 and see how much better the older, well, I guess there it depends on where you are, and that's really the tragedy of all this, John. The reality is that the roads are much different depending on which state you're in. The state of Texas, Interstate 10 in Texas is deplorable, horrible. And then we look at the infrastructure. I was
a bunch of potholes and stuff, or what?
Horrible potholes. And you're going along at 80, 90 miles an hour, and you hear one of those puppies.
Yeah.
You know how in the newer cars the tire light goes on? When there's something, I have the tire light, and I can't figure out what it is. It went on when I was in Texas going over those roads. And I'm looking
and
at the tire.
That's in your new, is that a new car? That's your
new
car, right?
Well, it's a newer used car, but it still has all new tires on it. And I stopped last night and put air in the tire. It didn't make any difference. The light's still on, but it went on going through the potholes.
It'll just have to be reset.
I guess that's probably what it is.
Yeah.
So anyway, the point is that I'm trying to skedaddle my way across the country. I was supposed to be in Mobile, Alabama last night, but I got stuck in a 40-mile traffic jam that lasted 2 hours and 40 minutes, and I didn't move. I didn't move at all. And I'm thinking to myself, oh my God, I'm not gonna. I was barely able to make it to New Orleans last night, which is where I am today. And so, leaving from New Orleans to get to you guys, hopefully I'm gonna be there by dinner time because I want you guys to buy me dinner.
No, we won't. Yeah, we'll wait. We'll wait because actually, I was just texting with Akos. He's now at the airport in Toronto. So
right, getting down.
His flight leaves at like 10:30. So he'll be here like about 2, and then we'll have a few things we can do before you get
I just realized that I didn't have your number. I called him yesterday and left him a note, but I don't have your cell phone number.
I'll have Lexi pass it to Rich.
To Richie, okay. All right, that'd be a good idea. All right. So anyway, we'll have some fun tomorrow. In the meantime, how did things shape up last week? What did we, of all of our four contestants, it's sometimes interesting. In some weeks, we have people that are pretty close. We have we have a real contest. My sense was last week we really didn't have a contest. There was one
Two. I mean, there were two really good. Yeah. Well, you had Keith Barkley, and that was the soap tainer. That's the soap container that goes underneath the sink.
But didn't that one win?
Yes. Yeah. And we had Grout Gator with Jim Hill. And that did really well, too. So, I mean, actually, those two, I mean, it was a pretty decent run between those two.
All right. So, but we have the 100% guy. The way this works, for those of you who may be new to the program, My Cool Inventions was basically established by Akos Jankura and John Kremins to bring people along using the radio as television uses its medium to bring people who may be a little bit further along into the Shark Tank. That's the show that really does a lot for entrepreneurs, for inventors, for people who come up with ideas that they can really sell and or promote. And even if you go on there and you don't get any investors, the boost that it gives to those businesses, John, is tremendous. I like to think that the people we have on our program here, even if they don't get beyond first base, they have exposure that they never would have had before, and people can react to whatever their product is, whatever their service is. I think that's really what we're trying to do is encourage people to take their ideas and run with them.
And the information that we give them, you know, the tweaks we give them with their pitch or whatever, you know, I think that's worth something to them.
You know what also is an observation of mine? I wonder if you feel the same. I thought at first when we were, when I was involved for the first time, that we had people who were a little bit older, who may have been through their career, may either have been riffed, or they just quit, or they retired, or they, whatever happened to them, they started to go at whatever it was that they were working toward by the 50s, sort of, 50s and 60s.
That age of, you know, you've been working for somebody else for all your life, and now they either turn you out or you turn yourself out.
Yeah. But
do
now, I think there's something else going on here. I sense, and maybe it's because there are people at this end, we have the other end of the spectrum where there is a concern about employment or job security or whether you're going to have a job. But the same thing is happening with the millennials who are coming out of college who don't have jobs. Actually, with many of them, when they don't come out of high school with any training, we don't do a good, we are doing a disservice, a misdeed. When I was a kid and you were a kid, we had vocational schools. We taught people how to be mechanics, how to be plumbers, how to be electricians, how to do things that, you know, carpenters, that sort of thing, a trade, a skill. And we don't do that now so much. There are vocational schools, but we don't have the same focus on them. So a lot of people, when they get out of high school, they have no skills whatsoever, and they can't get a job other than flipping hamburgers. And I don't say that that's a bad
issue. Mike Grow is a big proponent of that. He gets behind that really, really big.
I'm wondering if our schools, though, you know, they haven't cut their programs down or, you know, cut back on dollars to do
they
that
have.
Kind of things. You know, when I was in school, we actually had an architectural class.
Really?
We even had one. Where they mean, get this now. A group of 20 guys, we were in the class. We built a house. We actually built a house.
That's
they actually
cool.
put up. They put the fort. They put the bricks down behind the school.
Yeah.
We built the base. We did all the walls. We did all the basic electrical and got the electricians to come in to do everything right. But we did everything, plumbing, everything. Built this house. The school superintendent bought it, had it trucked out to a lot out by his home, and then my mom ended up living in that house. years later. But I mean, it was kind of cool. But I don't see schools doing that now.
No, they don't.
Yeah, and I know that my son's school doesn't do that.
Well, the easy way out is to send everybody to college. The problem is we can't afford to send all of our children to college. It just doesn't work.
But it's practical stuff. You know, the stuff that you could learn that you would never have learned before. Maybe that might get you involved in something else.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Well, under the circumstances, I think that what we have is a lot to learn from what we used to do, and it's an example of the good old days being the good old days, because there were many more skills around, and that's why the point I was trying to make, though, is that we have a lot of inventors coming along, a lot of people that are trying to get into what our area is, who are younger. And I think you hear younger voices, women who are coming up with things that have been at home. But I think that's what we would want to encourage. We want to keep the folks who are mature, who have great ideas and been working on it for a long time. But if you're younger and you've got an idea, go for it. Don't just, I'm too young or I haven't got experience. No. If you've got an idea, vet it at mycoolinventions.com or dreambigamerica.us. We'd encourage you to do that. 18 past the hour on My Cool Inventions.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in store and online and 6/27/15. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer. See store, staples.com/signs for details.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Who has over 65 seed varieties of 34 different vegetables.
Down to earth.
Who has over 63,000 seeds packaged to last 50 years.
Down to earth.
Whose seeds can be frozen to maintain germination.
Down to earth seeds. No hybrids, no GMOs. Just proven old-time seed varieties grown all over the country by our grandparents. Our kids have the best variety and the largest quantities of vegetable seed for the best price. Get your food security now at downtoearthseeds.com or call 870-427-3039.
Want to listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programs without a radio signal or internet? Just call 605-562-4213. Get instant access to all GCN live feeds right on your phone, anywhere you want, anytime you want. 605-562-4213. It's our way of ensuring everyone has the opportunity to enjoy GCN. 605-562-4213. The future of talk radio. GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The hour now, My Cool Inventions Radio, Doug Steffen, John Cremins, where they focus on how to get you into a place that will make you happy, satisfied. You want to be a good, happy, healthy adult. One of the great lessons we can teach our children is to show them that we have what it takes to be happy ourselves in our lives. And frankly, whether you're a man or a woman in America today, if you're satisfied with what you're doing at work, it goes a long way to making the rest of your life better. And when I say at work, I don't necessarily mean going to a job, but if you've got something going for you, if you're making a living at something that you like. John, you're making a living at something that you like. I'm making a living at something that I like. Richie's making a living at something that he likes. For children, they need to see their parents. You remember the old expression, do as I say, not as I do?
No, yeah.
But I think more often than not, if you look at the history of mankind and the history of even your own family, your children do not what you tell them to do. They emulate what your actions are. They always... you can say, well, I made a mistake. But kids just do what they have grown up around. Their environment is what creates who they are. And so if you have an energetic, active environment around your children, if you're creative, if you encourage them to be creative and not just pass them off. See, I think there's a real difference today, and maybe it was always this way. I don't remember it being this way. I mean, I was it wasn't called a latchkey kid when I was a kid. My sisters and I were on our own because of circumstances at home, and we grew up and we figured out how to deal with stuff on our own, and I think that's happened to a lot. It sort of was my family tradition. My father was an orphan. He grew up taking care of himself on the street. And so whatever he created, he did out of his own will.
Sure.
And I think that we did too. And I don't know whether you did or not. Did you have somebody inspire you to move ahead or to get ahead or to be your own person in terms of...
No, I had, my mom was home until I got into high school, and then she got a job. Yeah. So then basically, us as kids would always be at home alone after school.
So but your time, father wasn't already, at home.
Yeah, well, Dad worked a lot. Dad was a hard worker. Worked for he was a distribution manager for a feed concern called Central Soya many, many years ago, and he was always working.
Yeah.
So that's kind of like what we do. I mean, we do the same thing. I do that, but I have kids that kind of are like me. They're very curious. So what they do is they tear apart everything and put it back together again. And So they've kind of followed the same path.
All right. So in terms of inventing, though, or having the inventive mind, the creative mind, whatever it is that gets people to do things that they can be proud of, and I think that's really what we're trying to accomplish here. So when I look at some of the children, we were off on a tangent, but I think it was a good one of in terms of school. We have a lot of things that don't exist now in schools that used to. And the kinds of minds that we're creating are not as curious, and they are not as creative as they used to be. So we have to kind of encourage that on our own, and I hope we're doing that. I think people live by example. They see how these people come up with sometimes very simple things. Sometimes they're moderately complex, although I was trying to think, have we had any really difficult things to understand? People present us with ideas that have been difficult, or are they all pretty straightforward and pretty simple, do you think, for the most part?
I think we were able to understand most of them. I've seen some submissions, though, that come with it, they're just way too heady.
Yeah. Like, what would be an example of that?
One guy was trying to recreate high-rises, and so that they were actually more ecologically friendly on the inside. You know, like almost like a nature park on the inside of every floor.
That's a great idea.
Stuff, you know,
but how do you present that
and
in
how
the
you raise money for
program?
That?
And you know, raise money for it. Yeah, right. But that's but that doesn't mean that you shouldn't try. If you got an idea, push it forward. Get it vetted at mycoolinventions.com or dreambigamerica.com. And so if we feel that there's a grain of hope to it, we'll encourage you and pursue. And today's person is a perfect example of that. Coming up in just a few minutes here, 28 after the hour on My Cool Inventions Radio.
Millions of conversations will happen today, but few of us have had a conversation about the care we want when we're seriously ill or nearing the end of life. Sharing your wishes with friends, family, and care providers now and as life changes may improve quality of life at the end of life, both for you and those you love. This conversation may be difficult, but wouldn't you rather have it now, before a crisis? It's time to have the conversation. Visit iom.edu/theconversation. A message from the Institute of Medicine.
Tired of trying to keep up with your credit card payments and getting nowhere? Looking for a program you can trust to consolidate all of your credit cards, medical bills, and collection accounts into one easy monthly payment? Family Financial can help you. We are a nonprofit organization that has helped thousands of individuals eliminate their credit card debt. Family Financial will contact your creditors to establish an affordable payment plan, negotiate lower interest rates and minimum payments, and saving you thousands of dollars in interest and stopping those annoying collection calls. Our friendly certified counselors will work for you, not for the creditors. Don't spend one more day worrying. Call Family Financial now. 800-208-0871. 800-208-0871. And if you call today, you will receive a free financial analysis. Call now. 800-208-0871. 800-208-0871. Not available in all states. Not a loan company.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GC.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Cool Mentions Radio. John Cremins here. Doug is now, I would believe, either packing everything up back in the car and getting his butt on the road again. Rich, what do you think?
He is definitely. He's trying to make his way. He's trying to get to you as fast as he can.
I'm looking at where he is now. Is he outside of New Orleans or is he?
No, he's right in. He's in the Garden District of New Orleans.
Oh, for the love of God.
Yeah.
He's never going to get here. You know what? I look at that's 10 hours right there. No, 9 hours, 39 minutes. He is going to. There's no way he's getting here tonight.
He'll get there. He speeds a little bit. He's got a heavy foot.
Does he? Ooh,
I would advise any police officers between there and Tampa get out of the way.
Well, yeah, because they know it's an important deal, so he's got to be here.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. He'll never make it. I figure he's going to pull in here about 8 o'clock tonight.
He likely will, and he'll give you a call and he'll say, I'm starving. Let's go.
Yeah, and you know what's really wild about that is the fact that, I think he's staying at DeCasa's house.
Oh, he is? Okay.
The June Curacasa.
Well, then he can just roll in there and go through the covers and see what's good.
It's really wild. Isn't it? Causes on the air tomorrow morning at 4 o'clock. Just then. 4 a.m. So he won't be sleeping.
Doug has to be up at 5 a.m., so, I mean. So he, they'll
both wait, you know what? You'll have to be in here, too. That's right. That's not good.
So Akers can just sneak into Doug's room, tap him on the shoulder, and say, it's time to get up.
That's good. And then I'll have to meet, I'll have to meet him here too, set everything up for him.
Yeah, that's right. You will.
It'll be an interesting time.
Nice story.
I like where Doug was going with the whole school thing, though, because I think schools have cut down on so much, right?
You know, again, Mike Rowe is kind of the big advocate of that, and he travels around the country, writes, does his shows, everything on let's teach people how a trade. Let's teach them. We've lost the art of teaching people how to make lots of money with their hands, let's get back into it. And he does a good job of it, and he's very important.
When I was a kid too. I mean, we had several. I mean, like tech trade, parts of our school.
That's funny. I just donated. I had a Volvo that I had driven for years, and gave it to my mother-in-law, and then, you know, it was time to get her a new car. So by the time I was getting rid of it, yeah, I could have sold it and got $3,000-$4,000 out of it or something like that, but I decided to donate it, get the tax write-off, whatever.
Yeah.
There's a local high school in Northern Virginia here that takes your donation, and the automotive class rebuilds the car. They go through the brakes and the, you know, the electrical system, blah, 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 and then they sell it. And then the money from the sale of the car goes back into the automotive program at the high school.
Really?
So that allowed me to get the full extent of the write-off because they actually used the money to help promote the program instead of just like, okay, we're going to sell the car and then we take the profit from the car, because that, you don't get as much of a write-off that way. But if the money goes back into the program, you get 100% of the value of the car. So I did that. And I went to this place. They've got a six-bay shop with lifts. This is as nice as...
Or nicer than
the high school.
Wow.
Nicer than many shops that you would walk into. And this guy had a program going on. It was pretty cool.
I like that.
They had a lot with 40 cars sitting out there waiting to be worked on and sold.
That's great.
Yeah,
I know we had.
Cool.
I know now they're like in my kid's school. They're doing a drone thing. They actually have a drone class.
My son's the middle school that he'll go to will have the same thing.
Is that wild?
Yeah,
so
very
we
cool.
need. I guess we must need a bunch of drone pilots.
You know what?
What's happening, right?
It interests kids to work with their mind and their hands, and they, you know, that's so they're using that, which is cool. It's great.
Yeah. Well, we should talk to our inventor too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because I want to go ahead and we're running out. What time is tight today, isn't it? So what I want to do is we want to talk to our inventor today. And as you know, we bring on an inventor every single day here on Mike Holman's Radio with ACOS, myself, and Doug, and we talk to them. We find out about them, and then we also find out about their invention. Some of them are really cool inventions, and this next one that we're going to feature today is pretty is unique in its own self as well. It's a very innovative and kind of flexible shelf that you can pretty much put anywhere. So joining us today, Cesar Barano. I hope I said that name right, Cesar. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Cesar?
Hello.
Hi, Cesar. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you.
We're glad to have you with us. Tell us a little bit about the top shelf and what your invention actually is.
Okay, the top shelf is it's a flexible soft shelf which you can shape into multiple forms, and you can use it to display or store or organize anything, basically.
All right. When I looked at it from the pictures that I saw, not just on the website, but also from what you sent to us, in a way, I see that you can kind of shape it in any shape that you want. So it could custom, you know, if you wanted to, like for a custom shelf on a wall. How do you hook it to the wall, though?
It has some wall brackets that are embedded in between the layers of the shelf. The shelf is made up of two layers.
Okay.
In this case, the image you're seeing is made up of PET felt, 100% recycled PET felt. So it's made up of two layers of PET felt.
All right.
And in between the two layers go wall brackets that are attached to the wall.
So tell me why you came up with this particular design. What about this shelf is helping to solve a problem that you saw?
Well, really, I wasn't trying to solve a problem. You know, I just I worked with those materials in the past, and it suddenly just occurred to me that it would be like an awesome material to make a shelf with new characteristics.
So that way, depending on the kind of room you have or the amount of space you have, you now can create a shelf.
Yeah, or depending on what you want to do or what you want to organize. I think this shelf, for example, is perfect for garage organization.
All right. How long have you had this, this invention, from when you had the aha moment to where you are now?
Like 2 months. Not very much.
Really? So it was that fast? You were able to put it all together? That's pretty...
Yeah, it's a pretty straightforward invention, I think.
Cesar, what's in it to make it rigid so that I see, like, in one place you have it where it can be, it's got like ridges in it so that it's bendable, but yet it's still firm. What is inside to make it the bendable part?
Well, it's not it doesn't, the shelf doesn't have any rigid materials in it except for wall brackets. So inside of the layers with the set shelves, there is another material that I think, I don't know how you call it in the U.S., but it's the material, you know, the backpacks, the straps of the backpacks?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
They're like made a with
tethered
something.
Nylon, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's...
No, makes it a little rigid then.
Reinforced with that.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Very interesting.
So it's not it's still a flexible material, but it's very, very strong, so it's virtually, you know, unbreakable.
So I'm looking at this too. I mean, I would assume that you have these for sale now, or are they still? Have you put them into production yet?
No, I'm trying to get someone to license them.
All right. So yeah. I guess I'm thinking something like this. You would probably want to go to like a big houseware show, or maybe even hardware.
Yeah, sure. I've been getting in contact with some houseware brands. Houseware and homeware brands like Lifetime, you know, those kinds of brands.
Right. Interesting. Well, I mean, this is definitely, we all need to organize a little bit. Some of us more than others.
Yeah.
I know. I need shelves around here, really, like you wouldn't believe. What I want to do, I want you to pitch this for a minute. We're gonna play some music, and then you're gonna get a chance to try to tell America and tell the world what your top shelf is all about. You know, and give us all the information we can. Okay, in 1 minute. So it's kind of like your elevator pitch. Okay.
All right.
All right, so you're going to hear some music, and then when you're going to start. You're going to have 1 minute to pitch it. And folks, while you're listening at home, you can vote for the top shelf. You can go to our website at mycoolinventions.com, hit the vote tab, and you'll be taken to a page where you can see the top shelf. You'll be able to vote, or you can do it on your smartphone. You can text to the number 22333. That's 22333, and then you can actually put in your text thumbs up or thumbs down. So, Cesar, if you're ready, let's go and do this.
Do you have any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me. Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it.
Hello, my name is Cesar, and I develop useful products for the common person. Have you ever needed bookends to hold books in place on a shelf but not had any available? How about having glass or fragile objects accidentally topple over and break when you hit the shelf space? Well, the top shelf is here to solve that. The top shelf is an innovative, flexible, multifunctional soft shelf which can be shaped into any desired form to organize, store, or display anything. Install it in a straight line like a regular shelf, or give it any shape you want to use it however you want. You can use it as a wine or spice rack in the kitchen, a bookshelf with included bookends, or simply as the most versatile organizer for your garage tools. It's up to you. There is no wrong use for the top shelf. Use it straight or curved, loose or tight, or whichever combination you want, all with the same awesome shelf. Please visit MichaelInventionsRadio.com.
Make or break an inventor. Be our shark and vote. Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You could only make millions.
All right. Well, Cesar, first, congratulations. You got all through it and did it all quite well in 1 minute. My question would be, and, you know, toward the end, you know, you were gonna have them go to Michael Mentions and have them vote for your invention. But I also, you know, I know since you're looking to license, I might have even thrown in something in there too about, hey, you know, I'd love to license this to someone, because we do have not just shopping channels but also retailers that listen to the show and go through our website periodically to look for inventions and cool stuff like yours. So other than that, you know, my best suggestion to you, and I think it sounds like you're doing a lot on your own, is to try to get this into you know, somebody's hands. Let them see it. Let them feel it. Do you get a chance? I mean, I know you've talked. You said you talked to some, you know, people trying to license it. Have you ever gone to like one of the bigger trade shows, like the hardware or the houseware show, to maybe really get it out there and show it to people?
No, never. I just really got into this whole inventing licensing thing with Top Shelf, actually. So it's my first time doing all this. Yeah. So I haven't really had a chance to go to any trade shows.
Yeah, because something like this, I mean, if you are, now do you have some of them you can actually show, like a sample, like a, you have prototypes made already that you can actually show somebody?
Yeah, sure.
All
right. Well, so, I just have the one that you, the one in the picture, you know?
Okay, all right. So what I would do, I mean, if you had the ability, I know that coming up in May, the hardware show is there. And okay. They're always looking for, you know, you have all the biggies of the, you know, whether it be, you know, department stores, whether it be big box retailers, it could be, shopping channels as well, you know, so they could actually, you know, possibly see this, or you would be able to carry this around and show this to people. Because it would be something
sure.
just to get there, you never know when you start to network, especially out in that type of community, the people that you're going to run into. I know that they have an inventors area there as well that, you know, I know that gets showcased. I know a lot of the retailers do walk through there and the buyers walk through there. A good chance to showcase your invention. Or better, yeah, you know what? There is an expo coming up in San Diego, if you get a chance. The Response Expo, where you could actually show it off there. I mean, all the biggies in direct response and infomercials and retail are going to be there. And that's coming up this month. From the 20th to the 23rd. So you can check that out. And I would suggest you go to responseexpo.com, and you can find out even more information about that, okay?
Okay, sure, I will.
All right, so we're gonna allow people to vote. And remember now, folks, you can vote by going to mycoinventions.com. You can vote there. Hit the vote tab. You can vote there. Or better yet, if you're driving around, you know, pull over, text to the number 22333. That's 22333. And you can put thumbs up or thumbs down for the Top Shelf. We definitely want to find out more about you. You're listening to My Cool Inventions Radio.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Want to know how to feel fit, fun, and fab for spring? Fitness expert Laura DeAngelis has tips for how to stay on your game. It starts with the hottest in technology.
The LG G Flex 2 smartphone looks great in exclusive Volcano Red on Sprint and Platinum Silver on U.S. Cellular. It has brilliant clarity and color and a revolutionary 5.5-inch curved full HD OLED screen.
The LG G Flex 2 smartphone keeps you fun and fab while you're texting, surfing the web, and making plans with friends. Now let's talk staying fit and fresh for your big night out. Keep yourself healthy in one easy step.
Make sure you have the new Cold-Ease Cold Remedy plus natural multi-symptom relief cold and flu quick melts. They're formulated with zinc gluconate to shorten the duration of a cold, and they contain elderberry, peppermint, and licorice to relieve your cold and flu symptoms.
So enjoy some flavor and feel your best all season long. To learn more, visit videopump.tv.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over...
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The regular season is underway, but Major League Baseball is certainly facing some issues. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. The 2015 regular season for Major League Baseball got started last night at Wrigley Field in Chicago. Cubs and Cardinals with the first game of the year. More about that in a moment, but no doubt one of the challenges facing Major League Baseball's new commissioner is sagging TV ratings. The ratings are low, even for postseason games, even for the World Series. Baseball's new commissioner, Rob Manfred, appeared on NBC's Meet the Press yesterday. He addressed the ratings issue.
We're going to try to work with our national broadcast partners this year to develop storylines over the course of the year that generate fan interest.
Well, one storyline that could catch fire is a World Series appearance by the Chicago Cubs, who haven't won a World Series since 1908. The Cubs made some key player acquisitions in the offseason. They also added one of the best managers in the game, Joe Maddon, who helped turn the Tampa Bay Rays into perennial contenders. Last night, at a packed and newly renovated Wrigley Field, the Cubs went out and lost to the St. Louis Cardinals 3-0. After the game, Maddon had this to say about his managerial debut.
Well, I thought it was outstanding outside of the 3-0 score. The fans were wonderful. The ballpark was absolutely electric. The pregame was wonderful. Everything was great. We've got to come through with a couple knocks now and then, but we will. But I thought it was a really, really, for lack of a better term, a very neat night.
You know what wasn't neat at Wrigley Field last night? Longer than expected lines in the bathrooms. With the ongoing renovations there, the entire bleachers section was closed off, and that caused waits of up to an hour at the bathrooms that were open. There were quite a few reports on social media of people opting to use areas other than bathrooms to answer the call of Mother Nature. The Cubs do expect to have the full renovation completed at Wrigley by midsummer. Cubs and Cardinals have the day off today. The other 28 teams are in action with their first games of the season today. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Geico presents Fan Mail
to a pig.
Dear Maxwell, I just want to say thank you for making my Geico Insurance ID card digital. It's easy to find on the app. It doesn't give me paper cuts, and I always have it on hand because it's on my phone. Because of this, I finally cleaned out my glove box, which was filled with years of paper ID cards. Any thought on what I should put in my glove box now? Sincerely, Trent Patterson. Trent, what can you put in the glove box? Here's a crazy thought. How about gloves?
Digital insurance ID cards, just a tap away on the Geico app.
I'm Chris Wall. Since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away. The radio ad, does it attack belly fat? Well, let me tell you, it did. I've lost 6 inches.
So, guys, if you'd like to get similar results, try Andro 400, the safe, inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 866-546-1955. 866-546-1955.
It's a new week on Wall Street following a long weekend. The markets were closed last Friday for Good Friday. Last Thursday, the Dow was up 65 points, closing the week at 17,763. NASDAQ gained 6 points. S&P was up 7. On the South Lawn of the White House today, it's the annual White House Easter Egg Roll, hosted by the President and First Lady Michelle Obama. More than 30,000 children and parents are taking part in the event. Tickets were distributed through an online lottery. Everyone goes home with a ceremonial White House egg. Closing notes. The NCAA Men's College Basketball Tournament, otherwise known as the Big Dance. After all those brackets, what are we left with? Well, one team that some of us expected to be there, the Blue Devils of Duke, who beat Michigan State by 20 in one of the final four games Saturday night. But Wisconsin is their opponent in tonight's national championship game at Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis. The Badgers of Wisconsin handed the Kentucky Wildcats their first defeat of the season Saturday, 71-60. Kentucky, quite appropriately, is one and done, as in one loss. Kentucky's coach, John Calipari, was asked about coming up short on an unbeaten season.
I'll be honest, for me, I wasn't thinking 40-0. I was just trying to win the game. I would hope my team was that way, but they're 18 and 19-year-olds.
Would be nice, of course, if those 18 and 19-year-olds stayed in college long enough to become 20 and 21-year-olds, but that's not the way it works at Kentucky or in a great many other places where the system is designed to take the student out of the term student-athlete. As for what Wisconsin's win did to that side of the bracket, oh, come on, we can bust a bracket better than that. That's more like it. I do have one bracket hanging by a strip screw. If Duke wins tonight, at least I can say I picked the overall winner, as if that really matters. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Now I will tell you what I've done for you. Deep in tears I cry.
The polar vortex is here and expected to freeze over part of the U.S. Help is needed. Resources are often drained by people capable of caring for themselves, leaving those with the greatest needs to go without. Do your part by being prepared this winter. A supply of Go Foods will provide delicious nutrition, comfort, and security during hard times. Protect your community and call Go Foods at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.